Beltane is one of the four Gaelic seasonal festivals usually celebrated on May 1st, at the midpoint between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. Beltane rituals centered around fertility and growth, protecting the cattle, protecting the harvest, the people, families, their homes. Rituals included leaping over or walking around bonfires for purification, for celebration. Household fires would be lit from these special Beltane embers. People made special decorations with yellow mayflowers, with ribbons and seashells. Beltane celebrates a season of new growth, of renewal, and the celebration of embodied rituals for building community, for reconnecting with our best selves and with our own creative powers. Today, immediately following the service, you will enjoy a Beltane celebration with a traditional dance around the maypole decorated with ribbons. Everyone is invited. Singing, dancing, moving, weaving, making decorations, doing something special together. Rituals help us to mark special occasions, the passing of the seasons, and invite us to gather as a community to create a special time away from ordinary time to reflect on what we need to let go of, to make room for the new, to reconnect with ourselves and each other, and to restore what feels broken, what feels old and not useful anymore. Restore hope. Restore dreams that have not been yet invited to see the light. Renewal and the intentional restoration of energies are vital, especially during difficult times. Times when we just feel weary. Times of stress. And in times of stress, in difficult times, we, the people, are more fearful. We get more easily triggered. We become less trustful, less creative, more quick to anger, and more likely to withdraw. I don't have to tell you that we have been living for almost a year, for many months, under enormous stress. I don't have to remind you that we are living in times of uncertainty, high anxiety, disappointment, suffering, agony even, and most of all, fear. Fear for the future, for our children, for the people who are vulnerable living on the margins of society. Fear has become part of our reality every waking hour, and we are losing sleep because of it. What a year this has been for our nation, for our communities, for this congregation, for our own families, for us as individuals. What a year this has been for our spirits, for our minds, and for our bodies. How much stress have we accumulated? How much anxiety has settled into our very tissues and cells? How many of us have experienced trouble sleeping? Constantly fearful about the future. With the latest executive order endangering health care, making it inaccessible to millions who have pre-existing conditions, no wonder we are anxious. No wonder we are afraid. I bet if I asked how many people here have pre-existing conditions, all of our hands would go up.
That's right.
And no wonder we feel disconnected, sometimes frozen, or on the verge of despair. So now more than ever, we need renewal. We need renewed vitality, renewed hope, a renewed relationship to ourselves and to each other. And I ask, what strategies are available to us for restoring our faith, for renewing our energies, for reconnecting and feeling stronger? Do you have strategies that you would like to share? What helps you to breathe a little easier?
Action.
Action. Nature.
Action.
Friends.
Gardening.
Turn off Facebook. Music. Walking.
Poetry.
Golf.
Turn off Twitter.
Turn off the television.
Make something. Make something, right? When we move our hands, when we engage our bodies, whatever it is that we make, light a candle, arrange beautiful flowers in a vase, taking that walk, or just mindful breathing, noticing our heart rate. That is doing something with your body. That is action. That is being present. That is being mindful. Yesterday, I participated in a workshop led by Reverend Leslie Takahashi at the UU Church in Mount Diablo as part of the Pacific Central District Assembly. During that workshop, we were challenged. We were told that we live too much in our heads, that we read about meditation. We write about meditation. We preach about meditation and renewal, and yet we don't create enough spaces. We don't intentionally take enough time to do. So this morning, I want to recreate briefly what we did yesterday because it brought me a sense of connection to myself, to people I didn't even know, and to old friends. It helped me to breathe a little easier, and I could feel hope being renewed as we did the exercises. We were invited to embody practices that offer us the gift of being present in the moment, the gift of thinking about what would I like to let go of? What is it that is acting like an obstacle on my journey? I know some people have been engaged in this wonderful spiritual practice of decluttering. There's even a book that they're using with meditations as a guide to clean out their closets, to practice compassion and solidarity by sharing those things that are usable with others and clearing out their homes of clutter. I love that spiritual practice. I know I had to be forced into do it before moving here. It was not a choice, but I appreciate the things that I have and that give me joy today because those few things are precious, are being looked at, are being used, are being shared every day. I know some of you are in the process of decluttering, of cleaning out, of moving into a new space. And so this is so timely for anyone who is trying to make space, either physical space in their home or really the emotional space, because we have been cluttered with fear for so many months. So because we spend so much time thinking and reading and talking about being present and letting go and reconnecting with ourselves, seldom creating the space and time to actually do it, I want us to now engage in a practice of not just thinking, but also doing. So we begin with noticing our breath. And I've been told that when you exhale longer, for a couple of seconds longer than what it takes you to inhale, that's the healing part, right? That's how we get renewed cell action going. So as we inhale three, we exhale and we count five. 5 seconds. Nobody turn blue. And we have a little song that we have learned. And so shall we try this together first, singing the song a couple of times and then actually settling into our own breath, inhaling, 1, 2, 3, exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the song that we sing to get into this meditative, contemplative spaces: when I breathe in, I breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I breathe out love. When I breathe in, I breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I breathe out love. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathing and singing are ways to connect to something meaningful, to our own selves and to each other. Breathing in, we acknowledge our sadness and our fears. Breathing out, we acknowledge our vulnerability. Breathing in, we remember traumatic times that trigger all kinds of fight or flight responses in the face of the terrible disconnect between the world we live in and the world we imagine that is possible. I invite you to take a moment to reflect about the world as it is now. The world that we live in right now. How do you define it? What adjectives come to mind, or what feelings come to mind when you have to describe the world we're living in right now? On the other side of that coin, how do you imagine the world? What world is possible? What words describe that dream, that aspiration, that hope for a better world? Let's go back to the first exercise. What words came up for you describing the world as it is now?
Churning.
Uncertain.
Scary.
Fragile.
Fragile.
Hateful.
Tangled.
Rushed.
Chaotic.
Crazy.
Impatient.
Surreal.
Resentful.
Unloving.
Violent.
Let's just breathe that in.
and breathe it out, remembering to exhale longer. And now for the second piece of that exercise. What words, what feelings, what hopes come up for you for the world as it could be?
Righteous.
Righteous.
Just.
Peaceful. Tolerant.
Fair.
Understanding and fair.
Compassionate.
Sane and sustainable.
Beautiful.
Kind.
Love.
Resilience. Still complicated, yes. Attuned. Peace. Peaceful.
Listening to each other.
That is the world that we dream about. Now I'm going to invite you from your chairs. Lift up your shoulders up to your ears. Do you feel any tension there? Maybe, perhaps? And now release. Let's do that once more. And release. And one more time. Release. Holding much stress, anybody? We have been holding more and more tension and stress for weeks, for months. Perhaps we have been feeling like we are not doing enough and overcompensating. This is the moment to take the time to breathe in, to breathe out compassion for ourselves. We are good enough. We are doing our best. Our best is good enough. We must take time to take care of ourselves. There is healing in that intentional breathing. Letting go of stress, releasing anxiety and fear, engaging our mind, spirit, and body to let go of the fear and anxiety about the past and about the future. Let us focus on the present moment. It's just this moment. That is all there is. Our breath is all there is. We are present to life as it is in this precious moment. Now, for those of you who are willing and able, we have prepared up here a table with a bowl of salt and a bowl of water. In many rituals, in many traditions, the mixture of salt and water is the symbol of our tears, is the symbol of what we are suffering, and yet it offers us the visual of dissolving when they come together. If you are moved to come forth and intentionally, as you grab the grains of salt, think about what you want to let go of. And as you sprinkle them inside the water bowl, be aware of your breath. Exhale. Let it go, whatever it is. If you are feeling more whimsical, there is a plate with glitter and sequins, and there is a cup full of marbles. If you feel like dropping those in a bowl of water, please do so. Whatever you choose to do, it's the act of moving forward. It's the act of inviting your body to make something, to create a shift. In the moving, in the walking, in the observation, just quietly watching whatever it is you dropped into the water, swirl around, dissolve, and settled. May our worries be like that. May our fears be like that. Dissolve and settle. If you would rather not come forward and us bring you a bowl of water, we can do that. Just raise your hand. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. May we remember to breathe in and to exhale many times during the day. May our fears dissolve. May our love grow. May our compassion be shared. Amen and blessed be.